Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf. Good evening, sir. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, which is conducting a confidential and secure poll about your local Cherry Creek School District and possible issues on this year's ballot. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick. I'll be brief.
Sure.
Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado as a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
None of those.
Okay. And not an independent either?
Nope.
Or affiliated to either party?
I'm a libertarian.
Okay. Okay, let me continue. Now, this November, there will be an election for the U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain? So what certain or not too certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, first of all, how would you rate the job that Cherry Creek School District does, providing a quality education to its students? Excellent? Good? Not so good or poor?
Good.
Okay, moving on. And overall, how would you rate the job that Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and especially spending money voters approve and ballot issues wisely and as promised? Very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral or negative?
Neutral.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. How well does the phrase dedicated to excellence describe Cherry Creek Schools? Very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Is there an option for I don't have an opinion on this?
Of course, we can move on now. No, if you had no opinion, right, we can move on. There's no right or wrong answers. I do appreciate your patience, sir, believe me. Now, sir, do you think that overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality and level of services provided? What's your opinion?
Much too high.
Much too high. Okay, moving on. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
I have, yes.
Okay. And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notice and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb the increase without any problems? Can't pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending, or cannot afford this increase, and it hurts the household finances badly, or does not apply to you because you rent?
The second one requires cuts.
Okay, thank you. And as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. Now, what kind of an impact will this payment have in your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much of an impact at all?
A big positive impact.
A big positive impact. Great. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters on the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. The first ballot issue will be a bond to provide new funds to construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations to existing schools, expand mental health services, increase school security, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high paying and demands jobs. Now, would you vote yes or no on the $950 million bond to meet all these needs? And if it's increased property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for 100,000 of access home values, would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Instead of the Cherry Creek School District bond worth $750 million out of cost of $2.10 per month, equal to about $25 a year of increased taxes for every 100,000 in home value by have a fewer school buildings projects, would you vote yes or no?
Also no.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Secondly, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that frees up other money for teachers and staff pay. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $22 per year for every 100,000 home value? Okay, the answer is no, right?
I never vote yes on increased taxes.
Oh, opponents to this ballot issues may say the following. Our property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. And we should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low performing schools. Now, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the opponent's statement?
I agree with it.
I strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, next, I hear some set of statements that are detailing the projects and plans the proposed Cherry Creek School District bond will pay for. Please, sir, rate each as a definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it. Okay, now here's the first one. Expansion and remodel of Overland High School, including building and advanced career pathways training center to give students technical skills for today's and demand jobs. Will you think it's definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying for this proposed, but not worth? Okay, now redesign and renovate the 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus, replacing Laredo Middle School with a new building. Definitely, probably, or not worth paying for?
Not worth it.
Okay, and replace the two small ancient school buildings, Holy Hills, new K-5th grade elementary school.
No.
Definitely, probably, or not worth paying for?
Not worth it.
Okay, and at a swimming pool or at Overland High School, would this be definitely worth paying? Probably or not worth paying for this ballot issue?
Not worth it.
Okay. Upgrade the school building security, including bullet-resistant glass and all buildings.
Hang on.
Yes. Okay, take your time.
Are they not in there? Okay. Continue, please.
Yeah. Sounds like you have a beautiful child. Now, the upgrades to school building security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access control. Would this be definitely worth paying? Probably, or not worth paying for?
That would be definitely worth paying for.
Definitely, okay. Now, expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanding career pathways. You can take care of your... Good. I'll wait for you on the line. If you...
That's all right. I'm going to look. Something. So you can go ahead.
Okay. Expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanded career pathway, job skills, and technical training. Would this be definitely worth paying? Probably, or not worth paying for?
Not worth it.
Okay. And replace aging and deteriorating buildings at the Cherry Creek High School, the campus, with the new buildings and reconfigure the entire campus to redevelop it. Same question. Definitely, probably not worth paying for.
Redevelop the entire, that's an 82-acre campus.
Entire campus, okay. And expand, remodel, and modernize the cafeteria area and pool of Eagle Crest. Definitely, probably not worth paying for.
Not worth paying for. I don't have information. I don't have enough.
Upgrade and renovate the infrastructure at the CCSD elementary schools as needed, including painting, carpet, windows, roof repairs, and heat and air conditioning system replacements. Will you think this will be definitely worth paying for? Not worth paying for?
Probably not.
Okay. And upgrade to classroom technology, including computers, networks, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi. Definitely worth paying, probably, or not worth?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you, sir. And now I appreciate your patience. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District, a $950 million bond might make. Now, please, sir, rate each as a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond of the $30 million mill levy ballot issues. Now, the first one, Expanding Cherry Creek Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to high-paying and demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns the students into productive taxpaying citizens. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes on the $30 billion. Okay. Now, the Cherry Creek School District is transparent in their operation. This includes a public access to an interactive map on their website that shows all projects promised and complete from previous bonds. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes on the $30
million. Not persuasive.
Okay. The school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old and need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home property at that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require a full replacement in the future. Same question, Barry. So what or not persuasive reason to vote yes?
Not persuasive.
Maintaining Cherry Creek School District excellence will continue to support solid property values for homes within the district. Barry, somewhat or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Okay, and despite the recent increase on the state property taxes, none of the money comes back to a local school district. It's up to Cherry Creek voters to approve these separate ballot issues if they want to improve the school's building or raise teacher space. Barry, somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes on that?
Not persuasive.
Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their careers and tops on their fields. Investing in these educational improvements can keep the tradition going. Same question, same option. Barry, somewhat or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
And by approving the transportation mill levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teacher pay to be competitive with other districts and recruiting and retaining quality teachers. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
And Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of expending the taxpayers' approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the projects in the upcoming bond in a responsible, cost-efficient way. Barry, so what do you not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
And expanding the highly in-demand mental health services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Barry, so what do you not persuasive reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay, and acting now in this improvement will secure Cherry Creek School District maintain its a tradition of excellence now and in the future. Barry, somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes on a $30 million levy?
Not.
Okay, and because of the way Colorado tax
hang on a second,
works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I'm still here, okay? Take your time.
All right, sorry about that.
No, that's okay, Sherry. We're almost done, okay? I'll speed it up. Because of the way Colorado's tax system works, the Cherry Creek schools receive no money from the state to make schools upgrades, expansions, and buildings replacements. It's up to the local residents of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements, or they won't get made. Barry, somewhat or not persuasive reason?
Not persuasive.
And opening a dedicated first in the state teacher training in housing centers gives Cherry Creek the edge at recruiting and retaining the best quality teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation for excellence. Barry, somewhat not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Expanding the types of the job pathway skills taught at the Innovation Campus to include veterinary and tech, building automation, HVAC tech, multimedia music and film production, and other in-demand skills. You think that would be a very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive or not persuasive reason to vote yes on this $30 billion levy issue?
Not persuasive.
Money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay for the proposed project, since the Cherry Creek School District's administrative overhead costs are less than 3% of the total budget. Very somewhat or not?
Not persuasive.
Continual security upgrades are necessary at the school these days to keep our kids safe and secure. You think that would be very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes on the $30 million meal levy?
Somewhat.
Okay. And having heard all this information, sir, would you vote yes or no on the $900 billion bond to meet all these needs if it increased property tax by a $3 a month equal to a $36 a year for the 100,000 of access value home? I would vote
no. Yes
or no. Okay.
I would vote no.
No? Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. If instead of the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million at a cost of $2.10 per month, equal to about $25 a year of increased taxes for every 100,000 in the home value, but have fewer school buildings projects, would you vote yes or no on this?
I would vote no.
Okay, and would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 for every 100,000 of access value, a home value? Yeah, yes or no?
Again, I would vote no.
Okay, and sir, what is your gender, male or female?
Male.
And what is your age? Are you from 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
18 to 39.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Doctorate.
Thank you, sir. And now, do you have any children 18 or under?
Yes, two.
And do you have children attending Cherry Creek School District?
Yes, yes, I do.
Thank you. And sir, do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own it.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
What?
Your race is white, Caucasian, Latino, Asian, Pacific, Black, African-American?
Caucasian.
Sir, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking the time to share your opinion. Very kind of you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate you. Take care, man.
Thank you, sir.